My honor to welcome onto the program our honored and beloved Sheikh, the Amir of Darul Ihsan Islamic Center, as well as the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahimahumullah. It is my honor to welcome onto the program Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Afi Shakir, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Over the generations and over the years, I think for the last 50, 60 years, Hazrat has been making Qurbani. For the last many years, Hazrat has been making Qurbani. And there must have been many remarkable and very pleasant experiences that Hazrat Mufti Sahab can recollect. Can Hazrat recollect some incidents with us on air this afternoon?
Yes, Maulana, although you tend to make me sound very old, 50 to 60 years, but nevertheless, it's not a problem. Alhamdulillah, you know, obviously from childhood days, they're always very, very fond and exciting memories of the Qurbani. I was brought up in a farm environment, so being in a farm, Qurbani was a very exciting experience. Our animals used to come way before the Qurbani date, and we used to have plenty of opportunities to play with the animals and feed them and so on. So, yes, from childhood days, they were very exciting and happy memories. But like so many years have gone past, and I can't recall now very vividly all of the past experiences. But maybe the last few years, perhaps I could maybe share experiences of the past few years of Qurbani, inshallah. Although a number of years I was not in the country due to being at Hajj, alhamdulillah. So a number of years I didn't really witness Qurbani in South Africa. I did, of course, have some opportunities to do the Qurbani whilst in Hajj as well. Even my very first Hajj, I did Qurbani there to come out of Ihram, the dam, where I went and selected my own animals and at a farm outside Makkah. And I actually did the slaughter myself there in Makkah Mukarramah. So that itself was, alhamdulillah, quite a nice experience. I recall during one of the Hajj, I think it was in 1996, I went with a few of our brothers in our group to do the Qurbani at the abattoir in Mina.
Gee.
And we had purchased about 46 animals to do the dam for the group. We had some Nafil Qurbanis as well in that.
Gee.
So a few of our brothers actually carried some, like sacks with them that they said, look, inshallah, we were about 7 or 8 brothers that went, and we said, we'll take, the legs of some of these animals, and we'll take it and have it cooked, and all the people in the group will have some meat to have, Qurbani meat to have. And they were quite excited. They bought these sacks and they carried it with them. And we came to the abattoir. We selected the animals. As I say, there were about 46 Qurbanis that we did, including most of them were dam, but a few were Nafil Qurbanis as well. And I did most of the slaughtering. The brothers were just helping me to bring the animals out of the pen, and I was doing the slaughtering. And as we slaughtered one animal, we were taking the carcass and putting it on the side in anticipation to cut off a piece or two, you know, to take for the supposed meal that was going to be cooked.
But
it was the most shocking experience for all of us who were there. That there was, we noticed a crowd building up of people, mainly the local people. They looked like poor people around Makkah. They were building up around this area where we were doing the slaughter. And they were advancing slowly, slowly towards the animals. So one person just shouted out, "Hey, watch it! These guys are going to take. They're going to, you know, take grab these animals."
Gee.
And the moment this person said this, one, two of our brothers came closer to the carcasses, and all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. You can't believe there were like 200-300 people that converged on these carcasses, and they started grabbing and pulling. It was worse than the Jamarat. We stepped back, you know, and watched in shock. And they just simply walked away, virtually ran away with all the carcasses. Within seconds, there wasn't one carcass left. Not one. Then there were still two or three more to do. So we told the brothers, look, you got still one chance. These two, three that we've got left, or maybe it was five, six that were still left to be done out of the 46. We said, now keep a very strict eye and don't let anybody steal these animals.
Gee.
And so they all came and formed a little circle as we were. We finished the last of the six animals that were left. And lo and behold, before anybody could even really hold the animals, again a crowd pounced and they just pushed and pulled and grabbed and ran.
Ya salam.
And we came back with not one piece of meat. Not one. The brothers, you know, if I may use the pun, very sheepishly, they walked back into the camp with the empty sacks. People are asking, hey, where's the meat? What happened? They said, brothers, don't talk. Don't even ask. This is what happened. I said to the brothers, make it halal. These are Muslim people. They're poor people. Just make it halal for them. Although, technically speaking, it was totally haram and wrong for them to actually grab the meat in this way.
Gee.
But we said, you know, for the pleasure of Allah, make it halal for them. These are probably very poor people and desperate people. So that was one amazing experience that I had, even in Hajj. Not one of the carcasses we could even lay our hands on, despite the fact that we were six or seven people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people just disappeared and they were gone.
Subhanallah.
The more recent experiences, well, alhamdulillah, you know, maybe two or three years ago was the first time I actually had the opportunity of slaughtering a bull, Avi Shakir.
Alhamdulillah.
Most of the years it was always cutting sheep.
Gee.
And this was with my friends here in Newlands, the Duma family.
Gee.
Mashallah, they have a very, very amazing setup. Honestly, if people have an opportunity, at least those who are listening from the Durban area, to just go and observe.
Gee.
They actually got like a little observation deck also built there for spectators and so on.
Okay.
And they have huge animals. They really, the animals are easily over 1,000 kilos each.
Sure.
Big, big animals.
Hmm.
And this was the very first time they asked me to cut the bull. It was a massive, massive animal. And the first time I was quite nervous. But I said, tawakkal ala Allah. And, you know, made bismillah. It was quite an effort to actually, this was a very big animal. It was very strong. It took a lot of people to hold it down.
Gee.
And despite that, it was still quite, you know, vigorous, and it was kicking and jumping, moving about. I think once I almost fell on my back, even in the rush with you know, the animal moving around.
Gee.
But somehow, alhamdulillah, we managed to get down, and, you know, with a lot of vigor, the bull was actually slaughtered, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So it was quite an amazing experience, that first slaughter of a bull. And then, of course, after that, I went to visit my nephew's farm, Mehta's farm here in outside Durban. And they had a cow, much, much smaller in size, and they offered me, they said, will you manage? I said, inshallah.
Especially after the first one.
Experience of the book. This was really not much of a you know, challenge in that sense.
True.
So, alhamdulillah, they were quite surprised that, you know, they thought maybe I was very experienced and so on. But alhamdulillah, it was quite exciting again. And last year, alhamdulillah, we had a very, very vigorous bull also that had to be slaughtered on Mehta's farm. And everyone was quite apprehensive because it was a very aggressive animal. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. And somehow these very exciting experiences, may Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us this year as well, the qurbanis that will be done in all the past years. So that was my little short sharing of my experiences with you.